Firstly, I'd like to welcome everybody here this evening and to our meeting. We will move through to apologies. We have an apology from Councillor Greg Brown. Can I have a mover to accept that apology? Councillor Modica, seconded Councillor Cirillo. I'll put the motion. Those in favour, as against the motion is carried. Move to item 5. Is confirmation of minutes for the ordinary council meeting of 27th of July 2017 and the confidential council meeting of the same day, 27th of July 2017. Can I have a mover? Thank you, Councillor Clements. A seconder, Councillor Poole. Any councillor wish to speak against that? I'll put the motion. Those in favour? Those against? The motion is carried. We have item 6 is a confirmation of assembly of councillors. And we've got a date on that. There's two meetings there, 17th of July and 24th of July 2017. Can I have a mover for that recommendation? Councillor Modica, a seconder, please. Thank you, Councillor Clements. Any councillor wish to speak against that motion? Put the motion. Those in favour? Those against? The motion is carried. Item 7 is notification of absence. There's no notification of absence. So we'll move to item 8 is the Mayor's report. I would like to just add one point in there that I did have a meeting with the Watoto Children's Choir, and I wasn't able to attend their performance, but I met them out at Redcliffe when they were having dinner at amazing group of young people, and they've come across from Africa. Part of their schooling, they're in an orphanage there. Part of their schooling is to get one trip overseas to perform and see how the rest of the world operates. And speaking to the adults that were travelling with them, some of them had actually been raised in the orphanage themselves and gone through to university and are now teachers. And The conversations that the kids have when they get back to Africa, and well, even of an evening, they're asked about what they've seen in a community, and their questions relate to, we could do this in our community. I wonder how they achieved that. Do you think we could do that? It makes a real difference to their lives, and it was just an amazing experience to sit down with these young children and hear the level that their conversations were at and how inspired they were to go back to Africa and change their nation and change their futures. And in fact, that they were being presented with an opportunity to have a great future. So it was just very worthwhile experience. On that note, can I have a mover for the recommendation there at item 2, please? Thank you, Councillor Cirillo. Seconded Councillor Eckel. I'll put the motion. Those in favour? Those against? The motion is carried. Item 9 is councillor reports, with the recommendation at item 2. Councillor Thorburn's got an extra report. I'll take a mover and a second. I'll take the report first, Councillor Thorburn, and then we'll move them and second them.
Mr. Mayor, just briefly, I know that you acknowledged the passing of two people there. I was hoping that you might have mentioned Kevin Coogan, who I thought was had quite a bit to do with him when he was a member of the Mildura Shire Council. I think he stood for the Liberal Party a couple of times. He passed away, I think, just over 90. Sold his property just recently, and I think his funeral is next Wednesday out of the Catholic Church at Werrimal, before there is a burial at the Werrimal Cemetery. But I thought that I'd just like to acknowledge, because I always thought he was a very good councillor for the Shire of Mildura.
Yeah, excellent. Thank you for that acknowledgement, Councillor Thorburn. Is there any other reports? I'll take a mover. Thank you, Councillor Eckel. Sorry.
With the change to the matrix?
Yeah. Do you want to give me that now?
Yeah, okay. To go down to NAIDOC Week, flag raising event, I attended that. And the next one here, NAIDOC Week celebration, is that the one that was on the Sunday? Our Language Matters? I think it was. The one that was down at Newingee Place, and then came up to the riverfront? Or was that the Corroboree one?
That was a corroboree, I think, yep.
Okay.
Okay.
I attended the corroboree one.
We can correct that. Thank you, Councillor Eckel. Can I have a seconder? Thank you, Councillor Modica. I'll put the motion. Those in favour? Those against? The motion is carried. Move to item 10, response to councillors' questions. First one is to Councillor Thorburn, Liquor Licence Mildura Harness Racing Club. Councillor Thorburn, are you happy with that answer?
Mr. Mayor, I believe that the matter's in hand, both from this question and the next one.
Oh, getting ahead of yourself there, Councillor Thorburn. So I'll take that if you're happy with 10.2. Okay, can we have 10.3 is Nichols Point Group accommodation application. Are you happy with the answer to that question, Councillor Thorburn? 10.3, right?
I asked it in public and I would have liked a public answer, but I believe it's been updated, so I might ask another question and give an opportunity for an answer.
Thank you for that, Councillor Thorburn. We move to item 11, as questions from councillors. I'll take Councillor Cirillo.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Mr. Mayor, today I raised an issue at my portfolio meeting. Without disclosing too much about it, we then followed it down to WorkSafe, and I've just been contacted by them on the way here that there's been a test done on what the issue was, and I was just wondering if we were able to obtain a copy of that test, if that was okay. Mr.
Wilson?
Through you, Mr. Mayor. The matter's referring to a WorkSafe matter, and we can contact WorkSafe and see what their findings were.
Yeah, the findings were very favourable, apparently. I just wanted to, they won't give it to me as a person, but to the organisation they may, and that was the reason for the question, that's all. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Councillor Cirillo. Councillor Eckel, did you have Councillor Thorburn?
Just following up on that Nichols Point Group accommodation application, is it true that it was going to go to a VCAT, but that the agreement has been reached with the applicant that has now been attended to by the planning department, and that the VCAT item component of it is not going to be go ahead?
Ms. Whelan?
Through you, Mr. Mayor, that is correct.
Thank you.
I've got some more questions.
Okay, I'll take the next question, Councillor Thorburn.
Now, I have asked this question at a previous meeting of Council, not an open meeting, but can I have an update as to what action has been taken to combat the rubbish and eyesore of the property of 556 to 558 Cowra Avenue and the collection of vehicles, some of which appear to be on the road reserve?
Ms. Whelan?
Through you, Mr. Mayor, we can submit a customer request for Councillor Thorburn on that issue.
The next one, Mr. Mayor, is could I have a report either verbally or in writing on why Council, as managers of a section of Kenny Park, will not allow the current members of the Kenny Park Tennis Club to lay a synthetic surface on the courts identical to the recent treatment of the Nichols Point Tennis Club, which was approved?
Who would like to take that one, Mr. Hawson?
Through you, Mr. Mayor, we can report that back to perhaps a forum, would be the most appropriate forum to discuss it. Not fully aware of the specifics of where the project's at, so we'll report that back to a forum.
Okay, thank you.
Next question, Mr. Mayor, is when did the previously state legislated 6 months ruling in regard to football and cricket suddenly change for the middle of football league at Lake Hallowrain to only include ground rental for home and away matches? And if this is the case, does it also apply to the Sunraysia Football Netball League? And if so, are we charging Mildura, Mervyn, Irimple and Redcliffe football clubs who continue to have teams in the competition but outside the home and away matches, are we continuing to charge them for training use?
Mr. Hawson?
Through you, Mr. Mayor. I think there's three questions here. The first one in relation to when did it change? There hasn't been any change apart from the fact of the scheduling for the two leagues that Councillor Thorburn's referred to. The second part of the question was, are we charging twice? To the best of my knowledge, that's not the case. The home and away season is under agreement with the various clubs, whereas any final series, which is conducted by both the both leagues, falls under their jurisdiction, so we deal with directly with an agreement with both leagues. And I think that answers all your questions.
Yeah, I've got a fourth one on that. given the ruling to the Melbourne Football League, which you've outlined, on the issue of finals ground hire, what's the arrangement enjoyed by the Sunraysia Football League, which is using number one Oval for a month to hold 4 weeks of finals matches, and also for the use of the Redcliffe Oval because they're also having 3 weeks of matches at Redcliffe?
Through you, Mr. Mayor. To the best of my knowledge, all the hire agreements are as per our fees and charges policy. So if there are more matches, then the calculation is more. If there is less matches, then the calculation is less. So it's all dependent on what the specific arrangements are, how long they want to use the ground and so forth.
And Mr. Mayor, that leads me to my final question. It's an updated question because I've asked this 10 times before. I went and checked. In essence, it's the same question. Following the release of the Portfolio Councillor for Sport of the current fees and charges that Mr. Hawson was talking about for the hiring of council ovals at parks, when are we going to see a list of the total charges paid by individual football and netball clubs who use our facilities in the municipality, tabulated year by year for the years 2014, 2015, 2016 and 2017.
Mr. Hawson.
Through you, Mr. Mayor. My understanding of that is that that is currently under review. There is quite a complex review that we're undertaking for all our sporting grounds. And the complexity of the matter relates to the expenditure on each ground and how we're calculating what time and effort goes into, and in turn expenses, goes into operating those grounds. The actual tabulation of what we charge is obviously then attributed to those calculations. But councillors requested us to do a full analysis, which basically means we're looking at the costs as well as the expenditure. The expenditure is obviously the complicated area. The costs are as per our hire agreements that we have with all our user agreements that we have with all our registered users. But the comprehensive report will be coming to council, I understand, in September.
Thank you, Mr. Hawson. Councillor Clements, did you have a question?
Yes, Mr. Mayor, we as councillors have been bombarded by a number of emails in relation to the euthanasing of eight cats recently, which has caused a bit of a stir in the media, and the emails come from far and wide, well outside of this particular municipality. Can council assure councillors that any future euthanasing of cats as a result of them having a contagious disease are done within state guidelines and best practice and under the direction of a veterinary surgeon?
Ms. Whelan.
Through you, Mr. Mayor. What is being done through the pound has always been in line with the code of practice for animal pounds and shelters, but we are reviewing that now and are looking at having all of that. All cats and animals are euthanised by the vet currently. We don't euthanise any at the pound, which we'll continue to undertake that practice. We're also doing a review of all practices at the pound at the moment and we'll update councils accordingly.
Thank you. Is any further, Councillor Eckel?
My question, Mr. Mayor, is to Mr. Horson. Now, just two quick questions. Is it true that the league higher grounds is treated independently than the clubs? And isn't it true that the Recreation Department putting together fees and charges review to be completed hopefully by next budget?
Mr. Horson, thank you.
Yes, and yes.
No further questions? Okay, thank you. I'll move to notices of motion. There's no notices of motion. No petitions. Move to item 14, management reports. There will be a late report. I'll enter that at item 14.9. I'll also get you to note that item 14.8 has been withdrawn by the applicant at this stage.
14.7.
Oh, sorry, 14.7 has been withdrawn. Rather. Item 14.1 is the draft community health and wellbeing plan public exhibition with a recommendation at item 2, moved by Councillor Cupper, seconded by Councillor Clements. Any councillor wish to speak against that motion? Any councillor wish to speak to the motion?
Yes, if I could.
Councillor Cupper, please.
Thank you. I'll be fairly brief. I just think that this is a document which is so important and has been put together so well that it deserves some sort of comment in the meeting tonight. We've had discussion even as recently as earlier today about our social indicators. It's increasingly clear that they are very difficult to budge. What is impressive about this framework that we have to go on public exhibition is that it clarifies in great detail the task at hand. And it also sets out the various players in the community who will be working together in target areas in a way that will minimise duplication and maximise collaboration. And I think that the community services sector can sometimes have a reputation for being fraught with duplication, lots of people doing vaguely similar things, but having to do it in a way that seems so multi-layered and sometimes counterproductive. What council is doing as part of this plan is making sure that in our community, our people aren't falling victim to that sort of bureaucratic inefficiency, and that we're really spelling out with great clarity who does what and how we can work together. The scope of the document is broad. It covers a range of priority areas that hinder people's participation in our community. The priority areas are preventing violence and injury, improving mental health, reducing harmful alcohol and drug use, tobacco-free living, and healthier eating and active living. And just in reflecting on this, you know, think about your own family, your friends. There's probably no one in this room who isn't negatively affected by at least one of these issues, or not more, and probably in a lot of cases personally affected. And we know from the stats that it's more likely that we would be affected by these things than people in other regional areas in the state and certainly in the city. One of the things I just wanted to highlight quickly too is that issue about alcohol and smoking, that sometimes we can get caught up in particular demon drugs of the day, which are certainly problematic. But one thing that I think is a sobering thought, and it's a stat that might be a little bit dated, I can double check, it wouldn't have probably moved much, but 3% of drug deaths are due to illicit drugs, so all of the illicit drugs combined. 97% of drug deaths are caused by the legal ones. so alcohol and cigarettes. So I think that that's something that we really need to think hard about as a community, that, that these things that can seem so benign are in fact the biggest killers and the biggest impediments to our health and safety as a community. So I commend this document tonight to my colleagues. I'm very proud of the work that our officers have done in putting it together. They continue to excel in this area and show their skill and dedication. And particularly, I would like to acknowledge the great work of Donna Gardner, who will be sorely missed and probably never replaced. Thank her for her work in putting this together. So thanks.
Thank you, Councillor Cupper. I'll put the motion. Those in favour? Those against? The motion is carried. Move to item 14.2 as the Energy Management Plan with the recommendation at item 2. I have a mover for that. Thank you, Councillor Cirillo. A seconder, Councillor Modica. Any councillor wish to speak against the motion? To the motion? Put.
Just quickly, I'd like to...
Councillor Modica, yep.
Sorry. In regard to the work done in the Energy Management Plan too, it started in 2005 and it first rolled up in, it completed in 2012 with an immediate 20%
reduction savings in through all Mildura City Council buildings. And it's moved on to a secondary stage where we're even going to greater lengths through the next set of the plan to continue our green strategy on consuming energy and the production of our own energy through our solar. So once again, I'd like to commend the people who put the report together and congratulate everybody for working hard towards reducing our energy.
Thank you. Thank you, Councillor Modica. I'll put the motion. Those in favour? Those against? The motion is carried. Item 14.3 is Councillor's expense report. Can I have a mover for that report? Recommendation at item 2. Thank you, Councillor Clements. Seconded, Councillor Cirillo. Councillor Poole?
May I have a question?
You may have a question.
Just have a question for the Mayor's expense in that quarter. Does that already include the Sister City trip?
Mr. Parham?
Through you, Mr. Mayor. Yes, it does.
Great.
Thank you. Any council wish to speak against the motion? I'll put the motion. Those in favour? Those against? The motion is carried. Move to item 14.4. As the Audit Committee meeting minutes for 19th of July 2017 with a recommendation at item 2. Can I have a mover? Was that? Thank you, Councillor Modica. A seconder? Councillor Eccle? Anyone wish to speak against the motion? I'll put the motion. Those in favour? Those against? The motion is carried. Item 14.5 is the community satisfaction survey results with the recommendation at item 2. Can I have a mover for that recommendation, please? Thank you, Councillor Cupper. Seconded, Councillor Cirillo. Any councillor wish to speak against the motion? I'll put the motion. Those in favour? Those against? The motion is carried. Item 14.6 is road naming of Armstrong Lane with the recommendation at item 2. Can I have a mover for that recommendation? Thank you, Councillor Modica. A seconder? Thank you, Councillor Poole. Any councillor wish to speak against the motion? Put the motion. Those in favour? Those against? The motion is carried. Item 14.7 has been withdrawn. Computer has withdrawn services. Item 14.8 is a petition request for sealing of Ash Avenue. With the recommendation at item 2. Can I have a mover for that recommendation, please? Councillor Cirillo, a seconder. Councillor Modica, any councillor wish to speak against the motion? I'll put the motion. Those in favour? Those against? The motion is carried. Item 14.9 is Mildura Future Ready Advocacy and Funding Strategy. Firstly, I will take a motion to accept that into business. Move Councillor Cupper. Seconded Councillor Clements. Any Councillor wish to speak against the motion? I'll put the motion. Those in favour? Those against? The motion is carried. Just briefly introduce this. Mildura Future Ready is a project that confronts the underlying jobs and growth issues faced by our community. While it's not seen as the only action required to address our issues, it's a project that delivers the desires of the community in a range of activities and services while delivering substantial jobs and economic growth for a relatively small outlay by the council and the state and federal governments. But importantly, it doesn't have a major effect on rates. But any councillor wish to speak, we've got a recommendation against the motion. Okay, before I... I need to call somebody to move that we accept the recommendation. Councillor Cupper, a seconder. Thank you, Councillor Poole. Any councillor wish to speak against the motion? I will. This is a major move by council, so I'll allow each councillor a couple of minutes if they wish to address this. So, Councillor Cupper, please.
Okay, yep, great. Well, you've given the general summary, which is really good, I'm very excited to talk about this because I think it's an excellent, creative, fresh approach to advocacy, which is great. It's well-researched, it's extremely clear, and it really cuts through to the main point, which is what we all want in our community, and that is to generate jobs and economic prosperity so that we can start to address some of those things that seem intractable in our community and those indicators that always seem to be towards the bottom of the state, which is simply not fair. It sells us short. We're losing, or being robbed, I guess, of all sorts of potential. So this is probably, I think, one of the most exciting initiatives to come out of council for a very long time. As people will read, it encompasses four projects. The regional sporting precinct, the Mildura South, the Mildura Motorsports precinct, the riverfront redevelopment, and importantly, especially for me, because I think that this is such an important issue, passenger rail advocacy. It's
30 seconds
left. I've got to adjust to this new time frame. Sorry. Okay. So look, it's very exciting. It's something that I think will unify the community, which is fantastic. I think when I say unify the community, I think it will also unify us with our state MP and our federal MP. So we can make these, pitches to Canberra and to Spring Street, together as a united front, and try to get this package of projects through without having to pit one community group against another as we all vie for attention. So I think it's a great new direction and very excited about it. Thank you.
Thank you. I'll go Councillor Modica, you wanted to speak, and then Councillor Clements.
Thank you. I would also like to say that I'm in full support of Mildura Future Ready. It's a fantastic concept to give our community some well-needed direction and to take a large plan to our state and federal ministers so they know that we are capable of, as a community, to address the underlying problems that we have through some very creative input from all our staff. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Councillor Modica. Councillor Clements.
Yes, thank you. I'm very pleased to recommend this particular initiative. It's an $88 million spend all up. $88 million is, of course, a huge amount of money. Only about $10 million of that would be coming from the council, and the council can afford that without impacting on anyone's rates. And we'd be seeking to garner the rest of that money from state and federal resources. But that $88 million spend will translate into $188 million worth of economic output. And that's over an extended period of time. And what this will create is jobs, and what it will create is economic stimulus in this community, and it will give the community a kickstart. It's been a long time since there's been any real major funding up this end of the world. The Great Dividing Range seems to stop the purse strings for a lot of governments, and I think it's about time they looked a bit further afield. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Clements. Councillor Eckel.
Yes, Mr Mayor, to keep within the 2.5 minute guidelines, I've prepared something. I see Mildura Future Ready as a salient opportunity for council to deliver to governments regardless of political conviction, simply that MRCC is not receiving an equitable piece of the funding pie aimed to address critical issues of jobs and growth. In a democracy, we pursue our goals through persuasion. Tabled tonight, the MFR Council has constructed and presented an argument that, in the political sphere, will hopefully create positive discussion. As a councillor, I continue to struggle with the MRCC being the third most disadvantaged community in Victoria, and take that personally as an indictment on me as a leader in this community. That said, I believe that Mildura Future Ready draws attention to and delivers a mechanism to revive our social and economic well-being. Finally, we recognise as a council that the projects within the Mildura Future Ready are deliverable and collectively will transform this region substantially, improving employment, health and wellbeing outcomes.
Thank you, Councillor Eckel. Councillor Pullen.
Thanks, Mr Mayor. I'm also excited along with my colleagues here tonight. Sadly, our electorate does have entrenched disadvantage, and this is a new method to improve the social and economic well-being through this diversification. It's been many years in the making, so it's again exciting. Looking towards driving the economic growth locally, business, tourism and investment opportunities. And this has arrived through community consultation, even including as very recently our current council plan, so I thank everyone involved so far.
Councillor Cirillo.
I'd just like to reiterate all of what my fellow councillors have said. Taking into account that this is, and we all acknowledge that this is not all that needs to be done, but it's a great united approach and great advocacy by all of us. And I think that if delivered correctly, it will and have huge benefits for our municipality and achieve some great milestones for this area. So well done to everyone involved.
Thank you, Councillor Cirillo. Just to sum up very briefly, it's four major projects with an initial investment of $88 million. We'll produce 1,000 new jobs and $400 million in economic output over a five-year period. So they're just the facts and figures for everybody, just very simply and clearly. I'll put this to the vote now. Those in favour? Those against, motion is carried. Thank you. We'll now move to urgent business. There's no items of urgent business. 16 is other matters. There's none. Public questions at item 17. Do we have any public questions?
We do, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Mr. Horson.
This question is from Julie Kedley on behalf of the Passenger Rail Petition Group. And it's a very timely question, so thank you for forwarding it to us. On the 10th of August, councillors met with Professor Bill Russell to discuss and learn from his esteemed and highly qualified man. Details re the return of our passenger rail. We asked the council for information and outcomes of this meeting now and for it to be made available to the general public and the ratepayers through local media. Just in answer to that one, the best thing that you could see is the fact sheet that is contained in the Mildura Future Ready, and pretty much all the points that were covered at that meeting were actually are in that document. And it also outlines what the what council will be looking to do into the future. Part of the puzzle that Professor Russell put to us was in regard to a feasibility study and how we need to couch the argument for why the passenger rail needs to be returned. And while we've been busily working on the strategy for Mildura Future Ready in the background, this was very much supporting evidence that was very much in alignment with what we were trying to do regarding what needs to happen for the return of passenger rail. A lot of it isn't new, but with the motion just passed by council now, that is formally adopted as one of the core projects that council will be advocating for as part of MFR. The second question, it states In a draft council community plan presented tonight, we will manage resources in a sustainable manner to provide services that are relevant, of a high standard, and respond to identified community needs. Greater advocacy for Mildura from council in the return of the passenger rail. Without being repetitive, see Mildura Future Ready, and more detail will be rolled out. We're actually having a press conference tomorrow to explain Mildura Future Ready, and as part of that we will go into more detail in regard to the fact sheets behind the advocacy for the train. We asked how and when will this occur. Starts now. It has been many, many months since Council's election, and the majority of councillors publicly supported the return of the train. Many people based their votes on this issue. The community further backed this by their overwhelming response to the position we collected. I don't think I can add any more. Thank you for the question.
Thank you. There's no further questions. Given there's no further questions, I will take a motion to move into confidential. Thank you, Councillor Clements. Seconded Councillor Cirillo. I'll put that motion. Those in favour, those against, the motion is carried. I'd like to thank everybody for their attendance here this evening. And as mentioned, we will be having a press conference in the morning to further go through details of this project. But I believe there is item 14.9 is at the back table, is it? For anybody that wishes to get a copy of it. So thank you, and we'll take a very brief break and then continue in confidential. Thank you.